How are you fast asleep? How? You are just unbelievable. You are just so unbelievable. And actually, it's a good thing you're asleep. You need to sleep. I mean, you were hit by a car. You were hit by a car and you are fast asleep. You are dead to the world and you were hit by a car. But you're fine. You are absolutely fine. Thank God. I am. I just wish you would wake up. I just want you to open your eyes. I just want to see. No. I just want you to open your eyes so we can go home. That is the only reason. And No. I'm not doing this. This is... I am barely holding it together. I am so close to losing it. Because I was so close to losing you. I almost lost you and you're just sleeping. You're just sleeping. You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but it's really annoying how easily you fall asleep. Because I don't like it when you fall asleep on me. At all. Ever. Don't do that. Please don't do that ever again. I mean... Oh, bollocks. This is not good. This is... You are so lucky. You are so lucky. I'm so lucky. How are you almost completely fine? Just a few cuts and bruises. You're fine. You are fine. So I'm just going to let you sleep. I want you to wake up. But if you do wake up, I'm going to do something stupid. So just don't wake up. But I'm still going to do something stupid. But if I do it while you're asleep, it's like it never happened. So I guess I'm doing it. Or not. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. You are the problem. You're not a problem. You're wonderful. You are just so unfairly wonderful. It's kind of obnoxious. It's not obnoxious. It's just you. And I'm sorry. I am so sorry because this is all my fault. I am... If I hadn't have called you, if I hadn't have asked you to come and meet me, if I didn't... If I didn't. But I did, and you did, because you are just the most wonderful best friend. It was my fault that you were there. I mean, it wasn't my fault that you ran into the road, because you're an idiot, and you always run into the road. I mean, you don't always run into the road. It was me, because you saw me. You saw me, and you just... This is all my fault. This is all my fault, and that is killing me. That's... You know, it's almost funny in a way. I mean, it's not funny. Not at all. This is the opposite of funny, but in a way it is. I guess. We'll look back on this and laugh. No, we won't, because when I heard you say my name, when I was standing there, just waiting, anxious and nervous and just worried, sick, that I was about to ruin everything by telling you. And then I heard you say my name, and I love it when you say my name, and I turned and you were there, and oh, you're so gorgeous. And I saw your smile. And I suddenly felt at ease. I felt hopeful. And then you just started running because I don't know. I don't know. I know you know how to cross a road. I know you know how to cross a road. And you didn't. I mean, you did, but you ran. And there was a car and... Saw it. I saw you get hit. Clipped. Clipped, as the detective told me. Detective. See, you're important. You got a detective. Not just a constable, a detective. Mostly because he was at the pub at the time. He saw me freaking out. I didn't freak out. I did freak out. I did. Because you got hit by a car. Clipped by a car. Clipped by a car. But it went from hearing you say my name, something that I love so much, to hearing brakes and then just screaming. It was me screaming. I didn't know I was screaming, but I was, because you got hit, clipped by a car, and I was right there, and I was the reason you were there. You were running across the road to get to me. I... I know you're going to be fine. I know you're going to be fine. I interrogated the doctor and the nurse and another doctor and also a random person in scrubs who I thought was a doctor. They were very understanding, but I was... I was so worried. I was so worried and I felt so guilty. I still do. I am dripping in guilt. I am miserable with guilt because this is all my fault. This is all my fault because I finally got the courage to tell you. I finally decided to tell you. So I called you and I was insistent and you were curious because I'm never like that on the phone. Well, I never call you on the phone. I only ever text because, you know, I hate talking on the phone. I hate it, but I had to because I wanted to hear your voice. I wanted to hear you say my name. Because I love you, and I decided that I was just going to stop fucking around. I decided that I was going to stop fucking around, that I was going to stop putting it off, stop making excuses, and I am really good at making excuses when it comes to this. Because you are the most important person in my life. I don't know how that happened, by the way. I don't know how. I mean, you fall asleep on me. You fall asleep. You use me as a pillow, and yet you are the most important person in my life. That's weird. That's just perfect. Because I like it. I like it when you fall asleep on me. I like it when you snuggle up and you make these sleepy sounds that are just too adorable. And I almost lost you today. I almost lost you. So now I can't tell you that I love you. I can't tell you because look what happens when I do. Look what happens when I I was ready to tell you. I was prepared. I was panicking. Yes, I was absolutely panicking, but I was ready. I mean, look at this dress. This dress is my telling you that I love you dress. This is a special dress. And it's been sitting in my wardrobe for about a year. Right at the back, because if I see it, yeah, and making excuses. Endless excuses. All bullshit excuses. Because it's you. It's you. And I love you so, so much. I love you so much. I just adore you. And I almost killed you. This is all my fault. This is all my fault. You're here because of me. You are lying on that bed because of me. And now I can never tell you. I can never, ever tell you. I mean, I'm telling you, but you're fast asleep, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count, so I can just be honest. I'm crazy about you. I am just stupid in love. And I mean really stupid. You make me stupid. And you know I hate feeling stupid, but when I'm stupid because I'm in love with you, I don't hate it. I do hate it, but it's also I'm in love with you, so it's really weird. It's just so fucking weird. I mean, I don't even know when I actually I know exactly when I fell in love with you. It's the day I met you, which is something I'm never ever going to tell you, but I'm never going to tell you any of this, so it's absolutely fine. I have loved you forever. I mean, it's not the same as it was when we first met. Because as I got to know you, as you opened up, as you started to fall asleep on me and just be you, that love, it just bloomed. I love you so much more now. I love you with every single bit of me. All of me. The good bits, the bad bits, the bits that I'm ashamed of, the bits I hide. They all just love you. I just love you, and I almost killed you. Yes, I did. No, I did. I did. You would know. No, 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 no. You talk in your sleep. You're talking in your sleep. No, you are. You are. You are talking in your sleep. You're not talking in your sleep. You're awake. You're awake. No. So how long have you... Really? Really? Oh, that's just perfect. That's wonderful. That's so wonderful. It's great that you're awake because that means we can go home. We can go home. So I'm just going to go and get... I don't know what you're talking about. No, 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 no. You have post-accident amnesia mind imagining hallucination. I got nothing because I am. I am. Please just be talking in your sleep. Please, please just close your eyes. And go back to sleep. Just. Oh, you don't want to. You don't want to. Oh. Oh, that's all right then. You don't want to. You. Don't want to. Please. Please just be asleep. Please. I can't do this. I can't. I almost lost you. I almost. I don't think you know what that did. I. Broke. I can't lose you. Not now. Not right now. I know. I know. I know. I know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And that's why I didn't say it for so long. And I can't do this right now because I almost just lost you. And it just. No, it's not all right. No, it's not all right. It's the opposite of all right. This is so far from being all right that it. Is not all right. I just, please, please, just don't. Just don't, please. I Yes, I did say that I love you, but I only said it because I thought you were asleep. Are you really that scary? No. You're not scary. You're everything. You're just... everything to me, and I almost lost you. And Do you know why I called you? Why I asked you to meet me? Do you? Do you? Oh, you do, because you heard everything. Oh, that's just perfect. So yes, you were there because I was going to confess my love, and that means that this is all my fault. This is because of me. I did this. I mean, yes, you did run into the road, you bloody... Why? No, I'm not going to shout at you. Yes, I am, because you ran into the road. Why would you do that? Why? What? Oh, this is like some stupid, awful joke. This is not a joke. That's a really stupid reason to run into the road. Because I smiled at you. That's a dumb reason. You are dumb. You're not dumb. But you are just so lucky. So lucky. That car just clipped you. I'm sorry. You don't need this right now. You don't need this. I will go and get the doctor. We will go home. And no. You are not saying that. You don't have to. You don't have to say that. You don't. I know I said it. And I know that I'm very upset. And you want to make me feel better because that's what you do. That's what you do. But you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You're still saying it. Please don't say it. Please. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't. I mean, it does. It does, hearing you say that. Hearing you just say it over and over. And No, I can't be selfish. I need to be. I really want it to be true. I want you to say it. I want you to just... You don't. No, did you just... I'm not an idiot. But you never call me an idiot. Because, you know, I have. You know. But. You called me an idiot. And you would only do that if. Are you in love with me? Okay. Yes. Okay. It's just, I love you. I love you, and you keep saying it back. I almost lost you, and... I should have told you a long time ago. I really, really should have, but I didn't, and... Now we're confessing our love in a hospital room. And I have to admit that you're not looking your best. I mean, you're still very you and... I'm not all right. I can't be. I mean, yes, we just confessed our love and it was... Very us, but I just... You want to know what I need? I need you to fall asleep on me. I need us to get out of here, get home, and then just cuddle up on the sofa and have you just fall asleep. I feel you close, that is what I need. Wow, I should go and get a doctor then, should I? You are just wonderful. And I'm going to go and get a doctor. And then we'll get out of here and we'll go home and... I love you. I do. Okay, yes, I am getting the doctor. I am getting the doctor. You're kind of annoying. Kind of annoying. And I don't love it at all. Kind of do. Let's find that doctor. I love you.